1975 through 1978, I went to Tennessee Temple College under Dr. Lee Robertson. There used to be a little skinny preacher come through there named Lester Roloff. I didn't know Lester Roloff, didn't know anything about the ministry. I got saved when I was 22, went to college when I was 27. I didn't know anything different than Bibles. I didn't know anything. But I'm glad that I went to that school under Dr. Robertson. But I used to sit there in the auditorium when they would come through there, and I'd cry. And I'd cry and cry and cry. And I pondered in my heart, God, could I do that one day? Do you think I could do that? I didn't know what he did, but I liked it. And what God showed me, he's helping people. If you'll help people, you'll enjoy your ministry. And I've been an evangelist 38 years, never pastored. And 13 years ago, when Brother Cameron resigned, they asked me to come out there and pastor. I've never wanted to pastor. But I went out there, my wife and I did, and after talking to the family and everything, and we laid in bed that night, and I cried because I said, this is not what God wants. And of all that 557 acres of property, all those buildings, $11 million worth of property out there, I said, okay, God, I'll do what you tell me. How did I know 17 miles from my house, he had an old public school waiting on me? And we followed him, and so 13 years ago, we bought that property there, paid $276,000. We didn't borrow any money. We raised it. I've started 38 years of age. I don't borrow money. And so we wait on God. We fasted and prayed, and God supplied it. And I used to sit at the table down there by myself, working down there at the farm, and just me. But I said, God, I see what you want me to do. Just keep me doing what I need to do, plus evangelism. And now God's blessed us. We've got a great group of girls, got a good staff, got about 12 people work for us. Refurbished the whole school except one building, built in 1923. And at 68 years of age, I'm still excited about serving God, still excited about evangelism, still excited. I love to get up. I'll get up early, go to bed early. I want the girls to quote scriptures. I've had a privilege to, it's sad, when I was in the public schools in 1965, the King James Bible was read every morning. Somebody prayed. And Brother Ronnie, every teacher dressed right. Boy, his hair touched the top of his ears. He was expelled till he got a haircut. Had to wear khaki pants or dress pants. No tennis shoes, no slouchiness, no bunch of junks going on today. That shows you how it's changed. And now God's given me an opportunity. You know, I love these girls. You get to know them, get to know the history, get to know what they're going through. And a lot of times it's not the children, it's the parents. Now, sometimes the children make bad choices. You make bad choices, and I can make bad choices. And bad choices are going to cost you. You're not going to get by with it. It's going to cost you. Right choices, you go forward. And so I want the girls to sing to you. Let's quote some scripture and then sing. Is that okay, Pastor? Where's he? Oh, he's behind me. Okay. Quote some scriptures, and this is one of the things you need to put in your children's heart, even though I have a conviction where my children went to school. It was a Christian school, because I want the Word of God to be paramount and out front in their entire life. They went all the way through college. I have a conviction on that. So I can't tell you what to do, but I want to do it because I want the Word of God to be their foundation. And so I want these girls. And these girls come in, they learn scripture. They do that. We've had revival in the home. We're in it right now, Brother Ron. These girls are really, really doing good. And the result of the night, okay, raise your hand right there. She got saved the other night they come back from a camp meeting, and boy, didn't get to bed at 1 o'clock. They were in there hollering and shouting, young girls. And thank the Lord for it, amen? And so, girls, let's do that. Let's quote one scripture and then sing a song, okay? Thank you.
Ephesians 6, 1 through 12.
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. servants, be obedient to them that are your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as unto Christ, not with thy service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as to the Lord, and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing and threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect to persons with him. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And amen. Amen.
Rise and follow me. I'll make you worthy. Rise and follow me. I'll make you fishers of men. Peter, John, and James would never be the same after they heard him say, I'll make you fishers of men. He said, rise and follow me. I'll make you worthy. Rise and follow me. I'll make you fishers of men. He said, rise and follow me. Fishers of